Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mississippi State and Notre Dame, that's the Super Regional matchup in Starkville this weekend. Patrick Engel joins us now on the Welcome Home Beef Hotline. He covers Notre Dame for Blue and Gold Illustrated. Patrick, you know, Notre Dame was a team everybody thought was going to be a national seed a week ago, and that was sort of where everybody was leaning, and of course the seeding comes out and that doesn't happen. And then Notre Dame just goes and absolutely dominates their regional. 50-5 was the combined score. You know, I don't want to, you know, make it sound evil or anything, but just how angry was this Notre Dame team? Did they take it personally? Did they feel snubbed by not getting a national seed?
Absolutely, and you heard them all weekend really lean into that bit of wanting to be a top eight seed and feeling that they should have been one, and feeling like, you know, had they won their regional, they would have gotten to host a super regional. And I think it's a combination of that and a surprising early exit from the ACC tournament. They lost 14-1 to Virginia in pool play. Just a pretty uncharacteristic, bizarre result for a team that was the top seed in that tournament and certainly wanted to put a tournament title on its resume heading into the NCAA tournament here. So just kind of a combination of that of, you know, we saw, I think, both Baseball America and D1 Baseball, their final tournament projection fields had them as that top eight seed. And you just watching the selection show unfold, there was, you know, some surprise immediately there of, you know, not necessarily a top eight seed there. And, yeah, I know it's kind of a common thing of, you know, cliche, frequent refrain of, we're mad and, you know, we wanted it more and whatnot, but they've really gone out of their way to lean into this, like I said, more so than, you know, the average time or average team that you hear kind of, you know, recite that line or fall back on that little narrative. And you really see it show up in how they played and how they played this past weekend.
Was that as good as they were capable of playing, or is there another level? I mean, I know 50-5, I get that, but just overall, pitching, hitting, defense, is that as good as you've seen that team play all year?
I think it's going to be hard to find a better three-game stretch when you look back just at the regular season, and, you know, certainly better than what you think they'd be capable of doing or dominating at this point going forward, considering you're facing other national seeds and other top 10 teams from here on out if they keep winning. But yeah, and it wasn't just the hitting. I know the 50-5 that pops out, but a really good weekend from their starters who combined to throw 24 innings, only 4 earned runs allowed, and there are 4 runs total, I believe. I think one of them was unearned. A good bounce back for, you know, their main Friday starter all year and their ace, John Michael Bertrand, who was the pitcher in that bizarre 14-1 loss, that didn't get out of the second inning. And very much a, you know, non-pressure, little pressure environment for those guys, pitching with a big lead for most of those innings that they threw. Just kind of allowed them to do what they do best, and that's pitch to contact, get weak contact, and led a defense that entered the NCAA tournament tied for the best fielding percentage in the country, backed them up and helped get through innings quickly.
It really is that defense. When you look at the stats, that's very impressive. I'm looking at the stats right now. Obviously, the name that stands out is Nico Cavadas, 309 hitter, 21 home runs, 62 RBI. He's slugging, if I did my math right, a crisp, or not slugging, his OPS, a crisp 1.261. If you don't know what OPS is, just take my word for it. That's really, really good. Obviously, he's the guy to watch. If State is going to try to pitch around him and play the don't-let-him-beat-you game, who are the other bats that you feel could step up and become a big player this weekend?
Yeah, I think you look at Ryan Cole. He's been hitting in that two-hole, I believe it was. The two-hole, all three games. He's their left fielder. Hitting .326 coming off of this weekend, a .560 slug himself. He popped 3 homers this past weekend. High contact guy, not going to strike out too much, has some speed. I think you pay attention there for, and he's been a pretty good table setter for Cavadas, and who actually his first 2 games of the weekend hit 6th and then got bumped up to 4th in the final. But Yeah, I think you pay attention to him. Leadoff hitter, Spencer Meyer is kind of a top-of-the-order catalyst. Has a lot of speed there. He's their everyday center fielder, kind of one of those guys who you always want to be alert on for dropping a bunt down for a base hit, which, you know, the team's overall a pretty good bunting team. 15 steals to lead the team. Not going to hit for a ton of power, but a steady, another high-contact bat at the top of the order. So those two, really, I think you look at. But I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Carter Putz. He's the DH, kind of hitting in the middle of the order there. He hit a couple of home runs this past weekend, coming in with a 307 average and a 500 slug. So he, a little bit, you know, you saw him, he had a grand slam in Sunday's game that kind of, you know, broke it open, per se, and after what was, even though it was a 14-2 final against Central Michigan to win the regional, a little bit of a low-scoring affair for the first four innings. So even without Cavadas, they've, you know, they have some guys who can get on base and string hits together there at the top of the lineup.
As impressive as getting 50 runs in three games is, it might be more impressive in college baseball in a regional format to only give up five runs total. The Notre Dame pitching staff did a fantastic job this past weekend. How does their rotation set up for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
I think you're going to see John Michael Bertrand, the regular Friday starter in the regular season, take the mound on Saturday. Neither he nor the other two guys are, you know, these big, low up bayou, throwing mid-90s, striking out, you know, well over a batter per inning type of pitchers. But they've been pretty successful all year with getting weak contact, being able to work deep into games. And I think you saw that really with all three of them, John Michael Bertrand being the starter in the regional opener and presumably is going to get the ball for the Saturday game against Mississippi State. Then I think you're going to see Will Mercer coming up there as the number two, and then Aiden Tyrell probably starting that third game if it does get to that point. Yet, again, none of them striking out really that close to a batter per inning, in fact, well under it. But John Michael Bertrand, despite all that, you know, batters only hitting .233 against them this year. Again, keeps the ball in the yard. Avoids, you know, a lot of hard contact. Three complete games this year. Someone who's been pretty reliable getting six, seven innings per start for them.
I mean, an interesting matchup there because Mississippi State is a team that doesn't strike out a lot. So you got a team that doesn't strike the batters out versus a team that doesn't strike out anyway. So, yeah, it should be a very interesting matchup. Mississippi State, you know, not trying to toot anybody's horn down here, but obviously Duty Noble Field has a reputation as one of the best places to watch college baseball. What kind of fan support should Notre Dame be expecting this weekend? Are Irish fans planning to make this trip?
You know, I think enough of them have heard about the atmosphere and obviously, like you said, a very well-known, pulsing place, pretty much every homestand, that, you know, you might be a little tempted to, hey, let's go down there, try to represent a little bit, and if nothing else, just to see it for yourself and see one of Notre Dame's better teams in the 21st century. But I would still imagine that it's going to be a pretty heavy Mississippi State crowd, as it normally is. I'm sure that, you know, the Mississippi State fans themselves look at this as a matter of pride. If they're going to come into this atmosphere that, you know, they've never seen before.
I usually do this kind of question with football, but we'll do it for baseball here. Tell me, what does Notre Dame have to do to win this series, and what do they have to avoid to win this series?
I think you've got to be able to match, you know, whatever high-scoring, you know, run-producing output that Mississippi State would be able to churn out, and we've seen all these regionals be really high-scoring games, and which makes it almost kind of even more remarkable that Notre Dame gave up only five runs. You're seeing all these lopsided football score finals, and seeing Notre Dame hit the ball out of the park on a weekend the ball was really carrying up itself then. But to keep it limited. So I think you're going to need to see them be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark and have Nico Cavadas. I don't know if he can go, you know, 6-for-10 again with five homers, but be able to keep up the kind of run that he's on and become just a really tough out. But then I think a lot of it boils down to that strength-on-strength matchup that you kind of discussed earlier. As Notre Dame really good about getting weak contact and, you know, letting a really, really good defense do its job and give those guys who pitch to contact, you know, a lot less or more margin for error, per se, just understanding what's in back of you to if you're generating ground balls. But being able to do that, you know, without having Mississippi State that playing to their strength, not someone who's going to make them swing and miss a lot, or for a team that's not going to swing and miss a lot, you know, being able to keep, you know, a high contact team with enough soft contact and not being able to, you know, get the bat on the ball and make hard contact too often.
Should be a pretty interesting Super Regional. Maybe the best of the bunch, to be totally honest with you, when you consider the quality of the two teams and how well they're playing at this time of year. Patrick Engel from Blue and Gold Illustrated, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Brian. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.